Would anything have been different had I gone to the Eastern Mountains? I wonder silently. Would I have avoided meeting the Terra, now residing down within the lowest dungeons? I close my eyes and inhale slowly through my nose and exhale out of my mouth as I try to stifle that unerring emotion that has racked me since the night I visited my Terra. No, since I visited Kira, down in the dungeons. Quiet footsteps echo along the path leading to the overlook I'm currently standing before. Few people, mortal gods or not, brave the icy breath of the morning air to see the sunrise here. Those that have previously, well, suffice it to say that this broken point is not for those who wish good lives for themselves. Therefore, the sound of someone's approach has me turning back the way I came, angling my body in such a way as to not give away the fact that I'm curious, but instead to make it look like a natural shift on my feet. The dark gleam of ebony skin and cool, misty eyes that are most certainly not of this world have me tensing further the second I recognize them. Cadmon. I face the sight before me once more and grind my teeth. Any other god, I'd be happy to contend with at this moment. Axlan, with all his bluster and aggression. Narelle, with her cold, cutting eyes. Even Dolos would be preferable at this moment. All of them, I could shield against. I could draw the walls up and let the ice fall into place, hiding my truths. But not him. Never him. Cadmon doesn't say anything as he slows his gait and approaches where I stand against the jagged stone railing that looks out across the blackened sea and the cloudy mountains so far in the distance that they're mere specks in my imagination. Far below, the sound of the ocean crashes against the cliffside, angry and unforgiving, much like my own damn mind. I look down. Rocky pillars jut up and out of the black, blue and gray swirling waters, like knives, sharp and unrelenting. One step off, and I know it won't matter how much divine blood resides within me, my death would be slow and deserved. This place truly has earned a reputation, and therefore it seemed like the perfect place to contemplate my current thoughts as the day arrives. Just as impossible to stop as the inviting waters below. It would be so quick.
Nasty way to go, Cadmon speaks, sounding half amused.
My brows shoot up, and at the same time my body goes rigid with the silent threat in those words. I didn't know that the prophecy god could peek into another's head like that. Cadmon chuckles, low and musical in sound.
I can't read your mind,
he says, guessing my thoughts, if his words are to be believed.
But I think I've known you long enough and well enough to know what you're thinking about as you stand here at the edge of the world.
The muscles along my spine loosen, but only slightly. Until he continues.
But also, I saw you jumping off this ledge this morning in my dreams last night, so that might have helped to guess your thoughts.
He doesn't sound disapproving as he reveals a piece of my potential future as if it's little more than talking about what he'll have for lunch. I blink and gape at him. Shock courses through me. I jump. Cadmon sets one long-fingered hand on the railing, golden rings glinting in the early morning rays, and turns to settle himself more firmly on the uneven stones.
Jumped, he clarifies in the past tense. That moment has passed, and unless my visions show me a different thread, I doubt you'll do it.
He swipes his hand through the air with a casualness I don't feel, that I never feel around gods such as him. No matter how long I've resided near or around them, it's as if my own body and mind can sense the danger they present. I can't ever relax around them. Not really. Not even around Cadmon.
I